Good morning. A cold front continues to make progress through interior New York and New England, but all the precipitation with the front diminished after sunset last night. So plenty of clouds with the front, but no rain to be concerned about early this morning. As we get deeper into the morning and early this afternoon, perhaps a few showers and a thunderstorm popping up mainly in central and eastern New England as the front makes progress off the east coast. In its wake, we'll have a northwesterly breeze kicking in. Cloud cover will break up and we'll have increasing sunshine through the day. The humidity, while starting out high, will lower through the afternoon behind the front, even as temperatures climb into the lower and middle 80s. High pressure will dominate the weather picture starting tonight, and with a clear sky it will be pleasant, with most everyone in the 50s for overnight lows. This will set us up for a good-looking Tuesday, a good amount of sunshine, some fair weather clouds popping up, but comfortably warm. With low humidity, highs will be in the lower 80s. The next and more potent front will head our way for the day on Wednesday. Skies will be mostly cloudy, and we run the risk of a few afternoon showers and thunderstorms, but not before high temperatures reach back into the mid-80s. Behind the front, it will get refreshingly cool around here with a mix of sun and clouds and a nice northwest breeze. Highs will stay in the middle to upper 70s on Thursday. Overnight lows will be in the 40s and lower 50s, and only back to the lower to mid-70s on average with a mix of sun and clouds on Friday. This will set us up for a gorgeous weekend with high pressure overhead. It looks mostly sunny both Saturday and Sunday, with high temperatures bouncing back into the middle and upper 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a tropical storm watch is in effect for the coast of North Carolina from Cape Lookout to Oregon Inlet in association with Tropical Depression 8. The depression is currently located about 230 miles southeast of Cape Hatteras and moving toward the west-northwest near 10 miles per hour. A turn toward the northwest at a slower forward speed is expected later today, with a turn toward the north forecast on Tuesday or Tuesday night. On the forecast track, the center of the depression will be near the Outer Banks of North Carolina late tomorrow or tomorrow night. Maximum sustained winds are near 35 miles per hour with higher gusts. Slow strengthening is forecast during the next 48 hours, and the depression is expected to become a tropical storm by tonight. The Hurricane Center is also tracking Tropical Depression 9, located about 155 miles west-southwest of Key West, Florida. Tropical Depression 9 is moving toward the west near 9 miles per hour, and a turn toward the west-northwest is forecast today, followed by a slow northwestward motion tomorrow. On the forecast track, the center of the depression will be passing north of the north coast of western Cuba today and moving farther into the southeastern Gulf of Mexico tonight. Data from a NOAA reconnaissance aircraft indicate that the maximum sustained winds are near 35 miles per hour with higher gusts. Some strengthening is forecast during the next 48 hours with this depression, and it could be a tropical storm as well later today or tonight. And Major Hurricane Gaston is 575 miles to the east of Bermuda and holding stationary. Gaston is expected to move away from Bermuda and the U.S. mainland and remain over the open Atlantic this week. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility and fog, 52 degrees with a west wind at 69 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 36 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 71 degrees, the dew point 64. 79% relative humidity, a south wind at 5 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.09 inches, and it's holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 109 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 25 at Stanley, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing sunshine, upper 80s, Boston mostly sunny in the upper 80s, and in Buffalo increasing sun with highs around 80 degrees. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 88 degrees, the low 64, the average temperature 76, that's 8 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 3.94 inches for the month and 23.45 inches for the year. The average high temperature in Albany today, 78 degrees, the average low 58, the record high 95 set in 1953 and the record low 34 in 1982.
Sunrise this morning was at 6:17 a.m.
Sunset this evening, 7:34 p.m., 13 hours and 17 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny, breezy, and warm today, with highs right around 80. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, clouds giving way to increasing sunshine today, breezy and warm with highs in the mid-80s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, increasing sunshine, breezy and warm today with lowering humidity, highs in the lower 80s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower to mid-50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, clouds this morning giving way to increasing sunshine through the afternoon, a breeze picking up and lowering the humidity with highs in the lower to mid-80s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Increasing sunshine and a breeze today with lower humidity later on and highs in the lower to mid-80s. Mostly clear and pleasant tonight with lows in the middle to upper 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, comfortable lower 80s, mostly cloudy, late-day showers and thunderstorms Wednesday, lower to mid-80s. 70s on Thursday with a stiff northwest breeze and a mix of sun and clouds, mid-70s Friday, with partly sunny skies, and mostly sunny for the weekend, both Saturday and Sunday, with highs in the middle to upper 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.